Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
12-1 for one team to win the division in such a tight division in the AFC North? Are you kidding me? You can bet it if you want. I won't be. Maybe Joe will jump all over it. A post-draft pre-schedule release look at the AFC North in just a moment here. On BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, alongside Joe Ostrowski, I'm Chris Mack. Lightning bets before we wrap up today. If you missed anything, some looks at MLB Survivor earlier, because, let's see, today's slate starts at, you got until 4 o'clock Eastern or so to get your Survivor plays in. Giants-Phillies wrap up their series with a getaway game, with a getaway day Monday game. In Philly today, 4:05, that one, as I mentioned, double pick week in Survivor, but we gave you the angles on that an hour ago. You can rewind inside your Odyssey app or download it as a podcast on demand, wherever you get your podcast, just search BetQL Daily. We talked with Reed Wallach at 10:20 a.m. Eastern as well. So about 40 minutes ago, on the NBA playoffs, where we sit as the second round gets up and running. Game two already between Minnesota and Denver tonight. T-Wolves, getting 5.5 on the road as they look to go up 2-0. In the AFC North, Joe, we've got two teams favored to go to the playoffs. Baltimore at -300, Bengals at -250 to make the playoffs. And then you've got two short dogs, I guess, Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Cleveland +165, Steelers +175 to make the playoffs. Win totals go like this. Baltimore 11.5, +115 to the over. Cincy 10.5, -115 to the over. So maybe the expectation is you've got those two teams battling for the division crown, right? With right around 11 wins. That's what the odds say. Anyway, Baltimore +125 to win the North. Cincy +165. Browns and Steelers both at 8.5 wins. Juiced to -120, -125 on the over. So 9 win teams, maybe the expectation there. Although, you can still find the Steelers at one spot in particular at 7.5 wins, although heavily juiced. Division odds, Browns +550, Steelers 7-1. When we start to talk about the AFC as a whole, the conference, Baltimore +450, right behind the Chiefs. Bengals a little farther back at +750. When we look at this division, Lamar's still the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. It's hard not to install them as the favorites, and I get why, although I've made a pretty strong case over the last week or two whenever we've brought up the North and the Bengals in particular, that it feels like some people, Joe, have forgotten Joe Burrow should be healthy and ready to go again this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's always, but is he going to stay healthy? That's always the question we ask about Joe Burrow. Because if he is, he can win an MVP. They could win the division. They could be one of the top seeds going into the playoffs. But that is so difficult to project out. Like, that's the big question. Don't you have some security a little bit? Like, it doesn't guarantee anything in this sport, of course, especially with all the quarterback injuries that we saw last year. But we would say it ad nauseum. Fix the offensive line, protect Burrow, fix the offensive line. Mm-hmm. That's their biggest need. Needs 1, 2, and 3 for Cincinnati. Are we now at a point where they've added so many bodies over the years where, and now the latest Orlando Brown, are they fine? Are they fine there as they continue to rework it,
you know, Karras is going to be the center. They keep bringing guys in all over. Kappa, I mean, you got Trent Brown on the right side, Orlando Brown on the left side. Boy, there's a lot of miles on those tackles.
That's
the concern.
Yeah, that's why I like the draft pick of Mims, Amarius Mims, the behemoth out of Georgia. He probably isn't a day one starter in the NFL because of the lack of experience at the collegiate level, even with a team as good as Georgia. So I think you have him ready to go, sort of break glass in case of emergency if something happens to Orlando Brown or Trent Brown on the other side. I do think they've done enough over the last 2 to 3 years to sort of patchwork together an offensive line that should be able to keep Joe Burrow upright. What I'm curious to see is how do they, I mean, they do lose Tyler Boyd, who I understand you're talking about your third wide receiver, but he was a great complement to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins as a third wide receiver. They have some other guys that they believe can backfill there. They've gone out and added Gesicki as a tight end, who's a legitimate threat in the middle of the field and in the red zone. But how do they handle the departure of Joe Mixon? Joe Mixon was the kind of guy that if you needed him to, could take the ball 20 times on a given week and balance the offense. And he might not get you 100 yards. There was a chance he could, but he might not. He might only get you 80, 85, but he might get you 20 touches and 85 yards on a given Sunday. And it's not enough to win you the game, but it's enough to balance the offense out that Joe Burrow doesn't have to drop back 43 times. That's what you want to avoid. It's keeping some balance and some unpredictability in the offense. I don't think a combination of Zach Moss and Chase Brown necessarily does that for Cincinnati. I don't know if there's a serious threat from that run game, which is what I would worry about.
See, that's not a concern for me. I think they're just going to be fine between both guys. More Zach Moss probably to start. I think they'll be all right and improve behind an improved offensive line. My guess is what we're going to see is all-in efforts for the Bengals because they know that T. Higgins probably not there much longer as he plays on the tag this season. So I'm not as concerned about that. And part of the reason was, you're right, there is a volume guy and he wouldn't have the explosion, not lately. But there's a reason they were fine moving on from him. Once there was contact, Mixon was going down. That's what we saw this past year. Not much yards after contact. In fact, one of the worst in all of football. So that's why I think they'll be okay. They'll be okay with that combination. The defense probably needs to be talked about more because when they were winning, when Joe Burrow was healthy, I know that's the biggest reason they were winning. But also the other part was they were viewed as a top five, top 10 defense, and they took multiple steps back last year, right? Multiple people stopped talking about Lou Anarumo as a head coaching candidate because his defense was not performing. So in this division, which is always difficult, are they going to be able to get back to where they were? Made some changes at safety.
That's
going to be big. I mean, there's still some players that aren't talked about enough, like Trey Hendrickson. Like, he's phenomenal. Yes. But I want to see what the defense can do because they got to get back there.
Their front four is way underrated. Way underrated. Yeah. The problem was, I think they were trying to create pressure last year that left them susceptible on the back end, either A, when they weren't getting home or they were having to bring one too many guys to create that pressure. They lost Jesse Bates, and it was obvious. You go out, you get Geno Stone from a division rival, by the way. You get Von Bell. I feel much better about this team on the back end this year. I don't think they're going to get carved up in the fourth quarter by a rookie quarterback like they did last year by C.J. Stroud. And C.J. Stroud is an extreme example, but that game, I think, is a microcosm of what happened to their defense all year long, that loss to the Texans. I do think that in this division, with the quarterback play probably improving over what you had last year, especially when you include maybe a healthy.
But I wonder if it bites them a little bit this season.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And this is a team that's always, not that every team in the league isn't this already, but is always one major injury away from falling off not just a tier, but like two full tiers. And I'm not just talking about the quarterback play. I'm talking about like when Mark Andrews goes down, do you have, like you talked about, the receiving talent to help make up for that? I mean, you have Isaiah Likely. You're one of the few teams in the league that has two tight ends that you could probably depend on. But let's remove Andrews from the conversation then. Let's talk about an injury to Derrick Henry. What does that do to your run game? Let's talk about an injury on the defensive side of the ball. You've already lost Patrick Queen. What if something should happen to Roquan Smith or one of your guys up front, Madubuike, Owe, Pierce? Those are all guys that if they are out for an extended period of time, it changes the complexion of the team to an extent that they're not an 11-win team anymore. They're right there with everyone else in the division, Cleveland and Pittsburgh in particular, as a 9-win team. This is a year where, much like last year, wouldn't surprise me if the entire division made the playoffs. Wouldn't shock me at all. Every team in this division will be in the conversation seriously at some point. So it's a very tight gap from winning 8 and missing the playoffs to winning 11 and probably winning the division.
They're depending on Keaton Mitchell to be number 2 guy. He's second in the depth chart at running back. And number 1, Derrick Henry, we know where he is at his career. It's funny, people are really torn on this. They're either on the side of Derrick Henry's almost done, what are you doing? Or they're saying, wow, what a perfect situation. He's going to thrive in Baltimore. They're going to run the football. They're just going to need him to be a rotational guy, and they're going to be great. I would lean on the side that expectations are a little bit too high for Derrick Henry right now.
Yeah, if they overuse him, like if Todd Monken swings from one opposite end of the spectrum, oh, I forgot I had a running game like he did against the Chiefs in the playoffs, to, oh, I'm going to hammer one back down everybody's throats, whether he's averaging 2.8 yards a carry or not, then they're going to be in trouble. Like Derrick Henry's going to be dinged up, and I don't know how great he's going to look come December and January. If they remember that they've got a couple decent-ish backups there to rotate in with Henry in Mitchell and Hill, then I think they'll be okay when it comes time to use him as the battering ram that he can be used as late in the season when opposing defenses are dinged up. But I don't I don't think there's a ton of value on Baltimore to win the AFC at 450 or the Super Bowl at 9-1. I like the Cincinnati numbers better. Like you said, for the division, I like them for the AFC. We kind of talked about it quickly in passing late last week. Bengals 750 to win the conference, 14-1 to win the Super Bowl. I like all of those values better. And then the question is just how much resistance do the Browns and the Steelers put up on the bottom half of the division, and are they legitimately in the playoff conversation throughout the year?
No, people are going to make cases for this summer. When they're breaking down the divisions, looking at the odds, and you see Cleveland at plus 550, Pittsburgh plus 850, you said there's a plus 1,200 out there. People are going to make cases for these teams. I would rather make a case for Cleveland. There's a reason they're the third favorite. They went through four different starting quarterbacks last year. Everything was a mess there as far as that goes. But what are you going to get out of Watson? Always the question. And yeah, we like the Steelers draft, but it doesn't mean that adding some interior offensive linemen that they're going to go ahead and beat out Cincinnati and Baltimore this year.
Right. Like, I like their draft, no doubt. I love the fact they finally addressed the offensive line, which they should have done years ago before Roethlisberger even retired. But it's going to take time for that to come together. And also, we appreciate what they did at quarterback, not necessarily because of the quality of play we think we might get, because of the entertainment value. The Steelers had a crazy offseason, and it was hella fun to watch, to be quite honest, because it's a team that never does anything doing things, making huge splashes. When you look at it on paper, they still went from having the fourth best starting quarterback in the division to having the fourth best starting quarterback in the division. So as great as the defenses may be in Cleveland and Pittsburgh, you still got to have the quarterbacks to win in the AFC, and in particular, the AFC North. Lightning bets before we wrap up. Chris Mack alongside Joe Ostrowski here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.